News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay. Roger, good morning to you, Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. How big of an issue is water safety in Ireland?
Good morning, Shane. More than what people think, and that's a really good question to start with, in the sense that I think a lot of your listeners will be surprised that we had some 1,300 people die in the last 5 years on our roads and water combined, but nearly half of that stat are drownings.
Wow.
So nearly half of the 1,300 that drowned, 45%, are that died in our roads and water. So that's quite a public health issue, as people tell me when they hear this. You know,
they are startling figures. What are the big? What is the big issue?
Oh yeah, I'm afraid it's all about people's behaviour, and I know that resonates with a lot of people when it comes to road safety, but it applies equally with water safety. Essentially, Shane, in a nutshell, people get into difficulty, or indeed worse, due to two reasons: they overestimate their ability, and they underestimate the risk. And so, there's a sense. There's a sense of complacency sometimes, Shane, and it's only by looking back on these drownings that you start to build a picture. So, for example, that the majority of drownings take place in the person's home county, so there can be a sense of familiarity. And this weekend, I'm so glad we're talking now, because this weekend is exactly when every year. This is when incidents start to happen. You know.
Okay, because people are returning to the water. Can I ask you, Roger, just let's cut to the chase, because there are people listening this weekend, or here this morning, who will be taken to the water this weekend. What is the advice? What are the top tips to people?
Okay. Well, number one, the water's still cold.
It is.
So if you get into cold water, and by the way, the majority of the drownings we talk about, those people had no intention of getting into the water in the first place, which again is a bit of a surprise to people. You know, so those many of these drownings are not when people are swimming, you know, because there are plenty of people listening who are seasoned open water swimmers, and they're very used to the cool water. But for a lot of people, they haven't dipped a toe in the water yet this year, and many people are competent in the swimming pools, for example, throughout the winter.
Okay.
And so then when you get to the cold water, it cools the muscles, and you need warm muscles in order to swim, for example. And there's a scenario that can unfold if you fall in. And just to bear in mind that the majority of drownings are when people fall in or enter the water unexpectedly. And that's cold water shock. So cold water shock, you have this initial deep gasping and rapid breathing. So, and then if you can't get out of the water, the onset of hypothermia means that your muscles cool. And again, this is due to people not realizing the dangers of currents. So if you get in someplace that's reasonably safe, or you consider that it's safe, but if the slightest current, of course, remember, there's no currents in a swimming pool. So if you get into a place that takes you maybe 10, 20 feet away from where you entered, you may find it very difficult to get out. And in this weather, that's dangerous.
Other tips, I presume, let somebody know you're going in, bring a phone, which are they the other important tips?
Absolutely. Like, hypothermia is one of the greatest reasons, but again, at this time of year, you get a bunch of friends heading to the water. Rip currents are one of the greatest reasons for drownings and incidents in this country. Learn about them. Get onto watersafety.ie and just get to know about them. Essentially, the bottom line with those is that people arrive to a beach, they think that an area with no breaking waves looks safer, but that's typically the place where the incoming water, you know, because the waves are coming in over elevated sandbanks.
Okay.
And if you get caught in one, don't fight against it. The water has to go back out, so it creates a narrow channel about the width of a road. So just keep that in your mind. Just swim parallel to shore, and you'll get back out safely. And again, with people's behaviours, peer group pressure has become an issue too. Because again, I mentioned people overestimate their ability, underestimate the risk. And then if they're joining in with a bunch of friends over a Maybank holiday, They may try to swim across a river or indeed get to a rock and so on, and that's when difficulties arise.
Roger,
don't overestimate your ability.
We do have to leave it there, but thank you indeed for that advice. And you said, what's the name of the website for people to check out?
Watersafety.ie.
Watersafety.ie. Thank you indeed, Roger Sweeney, Deputy CEO of Water Safety, and please do be careful this weekend. There are really startling figures there the Ireland gave us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.